In the 9 counties where they operate treatment and diversion, or TAD, programs that allow drug offenders to get treatment instead of jail have proved successful in keeping drug offenders from committing new crimes. At a conference of judges, prosecutors, and drug court coordinators in Madison last week, DOC Secretary Ed Wall laid out the math behind the $12 million in savings the programs have achieved.
Does TAD divert offenders from jail or prison? The answer is undoubtedly yes. A total of 135,118 incarceration days, that's 86,530 jail days and 48,588 prison days, or 370 years of incarceration, were averted by TAD projects in the first 4 years of operation.
A recent study found for every dollar invested in TAD programs, it saved almost $2 for the prison system and county jails. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'd rather see more money spent on such programs than on increasing jail sentences for drunk drivers, as some state legislators have proposed.
It may not be the best way to reduce drunk driving or to better protect the public if you can use that money in other categories. I've been criticized for not just jumping on the bandwagon of everything that's supposedly tough on crime, but the reality is a lot of those dollars can be better spent in programs such as this.
Van Hollen says the new TAD funding will allow 10 to 12 more counties to start drug and drunk driving courts and other jail or prison diversion programs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.